London-based specialist Tanya Bernath, who holds both British and U.S. citizenship, and Nigerian Ayodele Amin were in the tiny West African country researching human rights abuse. Yaya Damfa, journalist with a pro-opposition daily paper, was arrested with them.
It's tormenting. It's tormenting. It's not a nice experience at all.
He says the group was arrested on suspicion of spying. He says they were detained after visiting a remote prison in Bass on the southern border with Senegal. Damfa says a key member of the Gambian opposition, Ousmane Jatta, has been held in the prison for over a year.
This station happened to be one of the most sensitive stations because we found out that there is a state detainee at this prison. So they believe we were there to check that state detainee.
Gambian Police Force spokesperson, Inspector Suleiman Seka, says the three were detained because they had not received official permission to visit the prison.
They should have applied through the Inspector General of Police for permission.
He says it is too early to say what crime they are suspected of.
Well, it's too early to say as far as the matter is still being investigated.
One of the lawyers on the case, Lamine Kamara, has told reporters that the three have not been charged because police can give no concrete reason for their arrest. Amnesty International spokeswoman Elizabeth Modershaw says the delegates had been sent to Gambia because human rights abuse is rife in the country.
Our main concern in Gambia is freedom of expression. A number of journalists have been harassed in their work, been detained. Some have been released without charge after a period of detention. Others haven't.
Modershaw says opposition politicians, likewise, are often detained for long periods of time. She says without freedom of expression, the country is without human rights.
Freedom of expression is really at the heart of human rights work. If people can't talk about issues, it really goes to the heart of being able to claim human rights.
According to press freedom watchdog Reporters Without Borders, Gambia's president Yahya Jammeh has become increasingly intolerant of criticism since taking power in a 1994 coup. More than 10 journalists were arrested for extended period in 2006. One journalist, Chief Ebrima Mane, disappeared over a year ago and has not been seen since. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.